we've got just a couple of minutes to have a chat about the creative market happening Sunday at 10 o'clock. And what have you got to tell us? Have we got any new stall holders?
Yeah, we've got three, possibly four new stalls. One is experimenting on baking. So, well, we might have some nice sweet cakes.
Is that what they're called? They're called experimenting on baking?
Well, I called it experimenting. They're just dipping their toes into the dough.
Oh, okay. But they do know what they're doing. They're not experimenting on us.
No, they're not experimenting even on you, Aaron. I know how much you love your Kai. yeah, and then we've got a new craft stall. They make tumblers from resin, and it's looking at the photos, it looks really beautiful colours that I love. I'd love to work with resin myself, so that will be an interesting one. And we're using upstairs. There's a few people upstairs and in the gallery and Eva's room and out the back with the clay shed open and in the front. So I think there's around about 35 stalls. You know, we've got Yanis. It's his last time for a couple of markets because they're going to Spain to see the rally.
Oh, okay, yep.
And Itai as well, and Therese, they will be taking July and August, I think, or definitely August and September off. And then we've got Ferran coming back with his paella. He'll be in the back, stirring a good fry.
Are the Waka Ama crew still doing their fundraiser, or have they?
Yeah, they've got a couple more to go. I think two or three more to go. So they're going to be based, I think, where they were last market, just in front of the kitchen. Yeah, so we've got, you know, the usual stalls throughout the old school. We've got mainly artists in the gallery and crafters and fabric people in the other two inside spaces. We've got Irma coming with her cacao. She'll be in the gallery.
Excellent.
And Miriam's back. The artist Miriam Collins is back with her beautiful artwork, as is Colleen, who had they shared an exhibition last market.
And what about musicians? I guess it's like it's a standing thing that musicians are welcome to come and play.
Absolutely, Aaron. Yeah. Just roll up, basically. Now, a musician contacted me in early May to say that they're coming through to Raglan now and wanted to busk at the market, but I haven't heard back from them in terms of, yes, they're here. So, yes, fingers crossed they might well be.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
I know, it's so organic, eh?
Yeah, well, that is it. That's what happens. Can I just confirm that the food stalls again?
Yeah, Itai with the falafels, the Nepalese dumpling, Sandeem, who's also doing the coffee, and Ferran with his paella. And then we've got Rick and Liz, Nick with his honey.
Yep.
I think B with her forage, you know, jars of beautiful chutneys, etc.
Okay, and Skywalker Kitchen, not there? Are they closed for winter?
No, they're not closed, but Sasha's got another gig on, I think.
Okay.
That's what she told me. Yeah, so she sort of has to take that, really, at the weekend.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll hopefully see them again. But the weather forecast is pretty good, Deb, so it should be a nice day.
Yeah, finally. Hey.
Yeah, we find our summer weather's finally arrived. It is June, but it's here.
Yeah, I know. Wicked, eh? I'm looking over the sea. It's relatively calm, actually, but beautiful to hear those waves.
Yeah.
Lovely to see the sun, Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kind of a relief, really, to look at the forecast and look at fine weather ahead for more than a couple of days.
Yeah.
So have we covered everything? I've got a busy morning this morning. I've got my next interview sitting next to me.
I know. Okay. Well, I think we had Liam the tattooist last market, and you interviewed him. He's hoping to come this market, but he was moving across from east to west and everything like that. So he hasn't confirmed if he's coming, but hopefully he is coming, and he'll be on the stage upstairs.
Okay.
And he had a really good time last time.
Yeah, he was a real intriguing chat. If people dip into the podcast and have a... What was his full name, Liam? Yeah, but I would say it's probably Liam and Tattoo Artist. If you look for those words, you'll find it. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Des. Well, look, thank you for waiting wherever you were for me to call you before your phone went out of reach again, and following up with the call and all that. We seemed to have several technical problems this morning, but appreciate the effort, and we'll talk to you again for the next market.